Section, the goal. Validate a refactoring PR, Autirion/PX4ROS2 interface lib number 192, that replaces 75 lines of inline command publish/ACK wait logic in mode executor send command sync, with a delegation to the reusable vehicle command sender utility. The change is mechanical, but the method is called during arm, takeoff, RTL, and every command the mode executor sends to PX4. The only way to verify it is to run the integration tests that exercise the full flight cycle against a live PX4 autopilot. The problem, the project CI has never run these integration tests. The build_test.yml workflow runs unit tests only. Test args are unit_tests. The PX4_build.yml workflow compiles against PX4's dev container, but runs zero tests. The integration test binaries exist in cmakelists.txt. The test source files are there, but no CI pipeline executes them. This post documents the full journey of making them run. Section, starting point, understanding the test suite. The PX4ROS2C++ package defines two test targets. The mode_executor integration tests are what matter for PR number 192. Three test cases. 1. Run executor autonomous. Registers a mode executor with activate immediately. Runs the full state machine. Wait for arming arm takeoff custom mode. 8 of trajectory set points. RTL wait until disarmed complete. Verifies activation/deactivation counts and set point updates. 2. Run executor in charge. Tests the activate only when armed path. Tries to arm while not in charge. Expects rejection. Switches to the owned mode. Arms. Verifies executor reactivation during takeoff. Runs the custom mode. Switches to descend externally. Executor gets deactivated. Waits for disarm. 3. Run executor failsafe. Runs the autonomous flow but injects a GPS failure via vehicle command inject failure while the custom mode is active. Expects PX4 to trigger a failsafe, descend, which should deactivate the mode with deactivated. All three tests share the same pattern. Create a ROS2 node. Call wait for FMU. Subscribe to FMU/out/vehicle_status and wait for data. Register the mode executor. Then RCLC+spin until the test completes or times out. They need a live PX4 autopilot publishing ROS2 topics. Section, attempt 1. The old gazebo image, Jonas Vothrin/PX4. Gazebo, headless 1.13.2. The ROCX project CI uses Jonas Vothrin/PX4. Gazebo, headless 1.13.2 for its own integration tests. Natural starting point. PX4 started, the PXH prompt appeared. Built PX4ROS2C++ in a separate container with ROS. Humble ROS base, linked against freshly cloned PX4 messages from main. Result, all tests fail with wait for FMU timeout. Section, why it failed. PX4 version 1.13.2 predates PX4's MicroX, RCEDDS integration. It uses Mavlink only, no ROS2 topics. The PX4 ROS2 interface lib communicates with PX4 via DDS topics, /FMU/out/vehicle_status/FMU/in/vehicle_command, etc., bridged by the MicroX RCEDDS agent. PX4 1.13 has no UXRS_DDS_client module. Zero ROS2 topics published. The ROC CI doesn't use PX4 ROS2 interface lib for flight control. It uses MAV SDK over MavLink. Different communication stack entirely. Lesson PX4 v1.14+ required for ROS2 topic-based communication. Section, research interlude. How Fiber NAV SIM does it. The Fiber NAV SIM project page, a VTOL navigation simulation, has a working PX4+ROS2+Gazebo harmonic setup. Key discoveries from reading its Claude.md and PX4-Citel-EntryPoint.sh. 1. MicroX RCE agent bridges PX4's internal MicroX RCEDDS client to standard DDS. MicroX RCE agent UDP4. P8888. 2. PX4V1.14+ has a built-in UXRS_DDS_client module that connects to the agent. 3. The agent must start before PX4 to claim port 8888. 4. The full startup is a 9-phase orchestration, DDS agent gazebo sensors, PX4 ready. 5. Health checks use ROS2 topic echo/mu/out/vehicle_status_v1. Once. The fiber NAV sim docker image, fiber NAV sim latest, contains PX4V 1.14+, built from source, gazebo harmonic, micro XRCE agent, ROS jazzy, and all sensor simulation nodes. 13.3 gigabytes, already built locally. Section, attempt 2 PX4SIH, simulator and hardware, the first success. PX4 includes SIH, an internal physics simulator that needs no external simulation engine. Airframe 10040_SISIM_QUAX provides a simulated quadrotor with perfect sensors. The UXRS_DDS_client module initialized, the DDS session was established, and ROS2 topics appeared. Built the integration tests and ran run executor autonomous. First integration test pass. The full flight cycle, arm, takeoff, custom mode with trajectory set points, RTL, disarm, completed successfully with the refactored vehicle command sender. Section, the RCLC++ shutdown, problem. Running all three tests sequentially in a single process failed. The bastiest fixture calls RCLC++ shutdown in teardown test suite. After that, no more ROS nodes can be created. Each test must run in its own process with a fresh PX4 instance. Section, SIH results. Running each test individually with PX4 restart between tests. The fail-safe test failed at line 415. Expected deactivated, but got success. The GPS failure injection didn't trigger any fail-safe. The mode completed normally. Section, understanding the fail-safe test failure. The test injects a GPS failure via. PX4's failure module handles vehicle command inject failure by telling the GPS driver to report no fix. The EKF loses position data. PX4 triggers a position loss failsafe, which switches to descend mode, deactivating the custom mode. YSIH ignores it. SIH generates sensor data internally within PX4. The failure injection operates at the sensor driver level, but SIH bypasses drivers. It feeds perfect data directly to the EKF. The GPS failure command is accepted but has no effect on the data flow. Hypothesis, gazebo-based SIDL should work because PX4 receives GPS data from gazebo's NavSat sensor via gazebo bridge, which goes through the standard sensor driver pipeline where failure injection operates. Section, attempt 3, gazebo harmonic with X500, 5 failures before success. Section, failure 1. Wrong model. PX4 sim model equals quad tail sitter. PX4 log. Gazebo bridge. World. Default. Model. Quad tail sitter _0. Despite setting PX4 gazebo model equals X500, PX4 spawned a quad tail sitter. Investigation revealed the fiber NAV sim docker image has baked in environment variables. The EPX4 gazebo model equals X500 was being overridden by the image's ENV. And PX4 gazebo model isn't even the correct variable. The PX4 startup script uses PX4 sim model. Fix. Explicitly set PX4 sim model equals X500 and override gazebo sim resource path to exclude fiber NAV sim paths. Section. Failure 2. Gazebo GUI consumes 500% CPU. PX4 startup script, PX4, rc.xim, launches gazebo sim, G, the GUI, by default. Without a display, gazebo's software renderer consumes all CPU, starving DDS and PX4. Topics exist, but no data flows. Fix, set headless equals 1 environment var. PX4 script checks. If, z$headless, then, starting gz GUI. Section, failure 3. No display for gazebo server. Even in server-only mode, gazebo harmonic needs a display context for its physics/rendering pipeline. Without one, PX4 hangs waiting for gazebo's simulation steps. Fix, start XVFB, X Virtual Frame Buffer. Section, failure 4px4 messages version mismatch, the subtle one. After fixing the model and display issues, PX4 Plus Gazebo started correctly. ROS2 topic list showed 27 FMU/out topics. ROS2 topic hertz confirmed data publishing at 2 hertz. But the integration tests wait for FMU, still timed out. Pre-build ROS2 topic hertz output. Post-build ROS2 topic echo output. Root cause, the PX4 messages package was cloned from main, latest commit. The PX4 firmware in the Docker image was built against an older PX4 messages version. The vehicle status message had a 1 byte size difference. The latest main added a field that changed the serialized size from 87 to 88 bytes. FastDDS rejected every incoming message because the payload didn't fit the subscriber's pre-allocated buffer. Topics were discovered, DDS metadata matched, but 0 messages were delivered. ROS2 topic list worked, discovery. ROS2 topic hertz failed, data delivery. Fix. Build PX4 ROS2C++ against the pre-installed PX4 messages in the Docker image, which matches the PX4 firmware, instead of cloning from main. This is possibly the most insidious failure mode in the PX4 ROS2 ecosystem. DDS topic discovery succeeds. Message types look compatible, but a single byte difference in serialization causes silent data loss. No error at the application level. The subscriber simply never receives data. Section. Failure 5. Vehicle can arm, preflight checks. With the correct PX4 messages, wait for FMU, passed, and the mode executor registered successfully. But the test timed out at waiting until ready to arm. F2 missing data. Transient. Resolves after 30s as the EKF converges with gazebo sensor data. No connection to the GCS. Persistent. PX4 requires a ground control station connection by default. The SIH simulator bypasses this because its internal sensors provide instant, perfect data. With gazebo, the EKF needs real sensor convergence time. Fix. Create a custom airframe. 4099_GZ_X500_test. That adds, and increase the startup weight from 10s to 55s for gazebo plus EKF convergence. Section, failure 6, stale DDS state between test restarts. Running multiple tests in the same container, killing PX4 and restarting between tests, caused the second test to fail at wait for FMU. First test worked, subsequent ones didn't. Root cause, when PX4 restarts, gazebo is still running with the old model. PX4 startup script tries to spawn X500_0, but it already exists. Allow underscore naming. False. The gazebo bridge fails to start. PX4 doesn't publish DDS topics. Additionally, our CLC++ shutdown from the previous test's teardown test suite poisons the process's ROS context. Even a new RCLC++ init doesn't fully recover. Fix. Run each test in its own Docker container. Completely fresh PX4 plus gazebo plus microx, RCE agent plus ROS context. Section, final gazebo X500 results. The failsafe test connects to PX4, registers the mode, arms, takes off, enters the custom mode, and injects the GPS failure. The full flight cycle executes. But the GPS failure injection doesn't trigger a failsafe, even with gazebo. Section, why GPS failure injection doesn't work with gazebo either. PX4's vehicle command inject failure operates at the sensor driver level. It tells the GPS driver to report no fix. But with gazebo, GPS data comes through the gazebo bridge module, which reads gazebo's NavSat sensor output and publishes it as PX4's sensor GPS ULRB topic. The gazebo bridge is not a standard GPS driver. It bypasses the driver layer entirely. The failure injection marks the GPS driver as failed, but no GPS driver is running. The gazebo bridge keeps feeding perfect GPS data to the EKF. The EKF never loses position. PX4 never triggers a failsafe. This is a PX4 architecture limitation. Failure injection only works at the driver abstraction layer, but gazebo's sensor bridge operates below that layer. Making the failsafe test work would require either 1. A custom Gazebo plugin that listens for PX4 failure injection commands and stops the NavSat sensor. 2. PX4 modifying Gazebo bridge to respect vehicle command inject failure. 3. A different failure injection mechanism that operates at the EKF input level. Section: the complete setup recipe. For anyone wanting to reproduce this, here's the working configuration. Section: prerequisites. Docker with NVIDIA GPU support. Plus all. Fiber NAV SIM latest Docker image. PX4 V1.14 Plus. Gazebo Harmonic. MicroX RCE agent. ROS Jazzy. Or any Docker image with PX4 SIDL plus MicroX, RCE agent plus Gazebo Harmonic plus ROS 2. Section: key environment variables. Section: startup sequence. Section: critical detail PX4 messages version. Do not clone PX4 messages from main. Use the version that was built alongside the PX4 firmware. A single byte message size mismatch causes silent DDS data loss. Topics appear, but no messages are delivered. Section: what we actually validated. The refactoring in PR number 192 replaces the inline retry / wait set code in send command sync with. The integration tests verify that this delegation works for every command the mode executor sends. ARM command, vehicle command component ARM disarm, tested in all three tests. Takeoff, internal PX4 mode switch, tested in all three tests. Custom mode scheduling, tested in autonomous and failsafe. RTL, return to land, tested in autonomous and in charge. Wait for disarm, tested in autonomous and in charge. 4 out of 6 test runs pass, autonomous plus in charge on both SIH and Gazebo. The failsafe test failure is a pre-existing PX4 SIDL limitation unrelated to the refactoring. Section: timeline of key discoveries. Section: takeaways. 1. DDS message compatibility is binary. A single byte difference in message serialization causes silent data loss. DDS discovery succeeds. Topic info looks correct. ROS2 topic list works, but no messages are delivered. Always verify ROS2 topic hertz after building, not just ROS2 topic list. 2. Docker image environment variables persist. When an image sets ENVPX4 SIM model equals quad tail sitter, passing EPX4 SIM model equals X500 to Docker run overrides it. But if the value is set in a sourced script inside the image, like .bashirk or an entry point, the override might not reach the child process. Always export explicitly in your entry point. 3. PX4 SIH is excellent for command level testing. Instant startup, no GPU required. No Gazebo dependencies, perfect sensors. If your tests don't need sensor failure injection or realistic physics, SIH is the fastest path. 4. PX4's failure injection has a gap. Vehicle command inject failure only affects sensor drivers, not the Gazebo bridge. Gazebo bridge. Tests that depend on sensor failure injection cannot use any Gazebo-based SIDL without custom plugins. 5. Each integration test needs a fresh environment. RCLC plus shutdown, plus Gazebo model state, plus DDS endpoint caching all conspire against running multiple tests in the same process or container. One container per test is the reliable pattern. 6. 55 seconds. That's how long you need to wait after starting PX4 with Gazebo for EKF convergence, GPS lock, and DDS topic establishment. SIH needs about 3 seconds. Plan your CI timeouts accordingly. Migrating PX4's ROS integration tests from Gazebo Classic to SIH. PX4 Autopilot, a practitioner's guide to troubleshooting, debugging, building, and testing. Fiber NAV SIM project.